Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
This is the Financial Exchange with Mike Armstrong and Barry Armstrong. Your exclusive look at business and financial news affecting your day, your city, your world. Stay informed and up to date about economic and market trends, plus breaking business news every day. This is the Financial Exchange with Mike Armstrong and Barry Armstrong.
Welcome to the second hour of the Financial Exchange. I am your host, Paul Lane, joined by my co-host, Brendan Hayes, and Tucker Silva, working the boards. Taking a look at markets, it was relatively quiet in early trading. However, what we've seen recently is the NASDAQ is really taking quite a hit. It's down 1.4% today. That comes off yesterday where it was down a full percent as well. And it appears as if the upward pressure on the 10-year treasury from yesterday is falling into today as well, pressure on a lot of the tech stocks out there. The S&P 500 is down about 0.5%. Dow Jones is down about 0.12%, but clearly the NASDAQ still feeling that pressure of higher rates going forward here. We've also got the Russell 2000 that's down over 0.5% as well. So certainly concerning if you're a tech investor or someone who holds a lot in tech for the last couple of days' performance there, Brendan.
Yeah, I think what you're looking at is, you know, established tech companies that have earnings, right? They're growth companies, but they're more kind of shorter term perspective. It's those companies that you have the real long term perspective where they don't have the established growth. Those are the companies that are going to be much more influenced by potential rising interest rate. I say potential. I think it's generally accepted that interest rates will be going up. It's just a matter of when. So because they don't really have that kind of finite life to them, right? They have this indefinite life where they're going to someday really have those strong earnings. That's the companies that are getting most beat up.
Absolutely, no question about it. Home prices, as we've talked about a lot, have been surging quite a bit. However, there is an alternative out there that may be another option for folks out there who cannot handle the cost that goes with an on-site construction home. This is manufactured housing, and we've seen an uptick in that in terms of new construction. It only makes up 9% of the new home construction out there, but certainly nice to have another alternative option out there for folks to buy homes. Brendan.
Yeah, they finally started to really, you know, produce these en masse again, right? Right now, they're delivering about 100,000 new manufactured home this year. And that's, you know, since 2006 was the last time we had such large numbers. And, you know, back in the 90s, they were selling like 400,000 of these things a year.
Yeah, just to be clear, so this is something that is just put together in a factory. A home is just really assembled there and then just put on a piece of land. The issue with the 90s, as Brendan mentioned, that the loan terms surrounding these can be very high interest rates, can be very unrealistic or risky depending on who they're lent out to. So it's something that has been a risky market before. You got to be very careful with lending out to those home purchasers.
Well, right, because, you know, but this is an industry that's evolved a lot. But to your point, Paul, you know, buying these types of homes oftentimes is kind of akin to buying a car, right?
Yeah.
You're kind of buying a piece of personal property rather than that stick built home, built on site. They kind of view them differently. But like I say, it's an evolving industry. You know, the quality of some of these homes has really come up dramatically over the course of those 30 years that we're talking about here, to the degree that some of these high-end homes, you know, you can barely tell the difference between, you know, on-site build versus built in the factory.
We can certainly all agree that there is way too limited of inventory for homes out there, so having alternatives like this is helpful. Just to give a cost comparison, it's about $392,000 on average in 2020 for an on-site construction of building a home versus a manufactured home is just about $87,000. Now, that's without the land. And as we mentioned before, the land really is the critical piece here, Brendan, that the mortgage or the lending, it needs to be tied in with the land. That's where you get the value.
Yeah, exactly. Because Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they're not really interested in making a loan for a personal piece of
a car-like instrument, basically a manufactured home that just doesn't do it for them.
Yeah, and you know, in the greater Northeast, we don't have tons of capacity for this type of building. I think, you know, you're seeing the bulk of it happen out in out west, you know, yep. Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and California. But you do see it. Like I go skiing up to Sunday River quite a bit, and as you make that trip up there, you'll see, you know, 3, 4, 5 different manufacturing home builders. So there are some areas kind of on the periphery in New England that have the land mass that allows for it. Because that's the other thing. Not every community allows manufactured homes. Some of them look at it as, here comes a trailer park, when quite frankly, it's really not the truth behind today's homes.
Yeah, exactly. Some of the zoning laws and the codes that go with building these homes make it more difficult. They're also twice as likely per census data to fall behind on rent or mortgage, but that's a perfect example. You know, everyone looking for a ski home, you're just really looking for proximity close to the mountains, and there's a ton of land around those areas that's not well developed. So that would be an area where it makes sense to put some of these manufactured homes.
Yeah, and you know, I really think that this is a good way to solve some of the shortage that's happening.
Yep.
I mean, I'm a real big believer in kind of general economic principles, and that idea of economies of scale, it just makes perfect sense to me, right? You can come to one location every day. You have your job, and your job is to build this particular portion of a home. It just makes sense, you know, as far as, like I say, economies of scale, creating a product that's a good quality product that's available to the masses.
Absolutely. It's the real nuts and bolts of our economy, home development and home construction. So we'll see where that goes from there. Are you guys traveling anywhere far for Thanksgiving? Anyone got long commutes?
No, I'm doing a two-part. So we're having a dinner at my in-laws, and then we're just going up north a little bit to my dad's for dessert. So not too far.
But
it's like a 20-minute ride.
Yeah. So, Dad, Brendan, how about yourself?
Yeah, no, I'm lucking out this year, and we'll be hosting. And, you know, I think the furthest travel of any of my guests will be maybe an hour away.
That's the Northeast way. We all stay pretty close together. But for many other folks out there, this is a huge travel weekend. TSA is estimating about 20 million passengers. It will check through security, and that 53.4 million nationwide will travel.
Sorry, you just flew last week or 2 weeks ago, right?
I did, yes.
How was that for you? Because in August when I went, oh, it was a disaster. Was bad.
It was funny.
Staffing issues.
I flew into Baton Rouge. We ended up going to LSU for a football game, I mentioned to these guys before, and it was a fantastic experience, SEC tailgate and everything. The Baton Rouge airport, as you can imagine, we had a 9 a.m. flight on the way back, and there was just a ghost town. It's like they opened up the place just for us. There was maybe 20 people in there, because who's really flying out of there?
Well, like flying out of Logan, though.
But Atlanta and Logan, because we connected through there.
Yeah.
Very packed. I'm seeing, you know, close to the pre-pandemic levels of travel there.
Yeah, the claim, though, according to the TSA, is that 93% of the administration's employees are in compliance with their mandate,
yep,
so that they won't encounter any sort of, you know, lapse in, you know, going through security and the like. I question that. I really question whether or not they're going to be able to ramp it up.
It seems like a very high percentage. The other piece was, you know, certainly wearing the mask on the flight back was tough to do for the whole time, but I know that is the rule in place there.
And the big day, right, if you're traveling by plane, it's not the Tuesday, it's not the Wednesday or the Thursday, it's the Sunday, yeah. right? Yeah. Everybody wants yeah. to come home at the same time. So I guess, you know, you can spread out your travel to get where you're going. It's the coming home part that if you're smart, you might be able to beat some of that, some of the rush.
And sorry, I know we got to get back to the traffic item itself, but just in terms, I've never done this personally. I don't know if you guys have, but I've heard that flying out on the actual holiday is like a ghost town.
I've heard that
and
as well.
And that's the move.
My in-laws have done it for Christmas, which I would never want to do, but they have sort of touted that as the way to go. It's not something I'd ever be crazy about, but I could see it being less traffic.
Yeah, I guess the challenge with that is, you know, you're kind of trying to beat the deadline, right? Get there in time for the meal. And, you know, this holiday, it's really all about being with family, right? So that idea of Sunday's busy.
Nah, whatever.
Yeah.
Not for Tucker. He's with them enough.
If I can avoid the hassle of a crowded airport or any traffic jams, then I'll take advantage
of
it.
You're all about it. Well,
but I don't have to fly, so that's good.
A tip for our listeners out there, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday, that is an area you want to steer clear from because everyone is going to be heading back in that direction. Now, you can sort of have different days on your way when you're departing, but as Brendan mentioned, everyone kind of comes back on that Sunday. There's not a lot of staggering on the back end. And then also Wednesday, it's interesting because my sister and the family are supposed to go dress shopping on Wednesday, and they're right going to be in the heat of 1 to 9 p.m. where the traffic's going to be the
that's
worst.
That's the worst time to be
And they're
be
going
out.
Down to Fall River to one of the big weddings, and sure. that's, I just can't imagine. Good luck to them.
Yeah, early.
Tomorrow for me, I mean, I usually leave here the earliest, like 12:30 normally. I might be out the door by 12:01 tomorrow when the show ends because I got a longer ride to the South Shore.
If the production,
I'm
the
trying
show,
to avoid.
If the production, yeah. of the show falls off tomorrow in the last half hour.
I might have you run the board.
You
tomorrow,
know that
actually.
Tucker has just taken off.
There's no good time to leave. It's just a mess around here.
Everyone wants to be out of here on Wednesday, no question about it. We're gonna take a quick break, but when we come back, we're gonna talk about Uber and Lyft and the reemergence of taxi cab companies in some major cities out there. Stick with us right here after this.
This is your home for the latest business and financial news in New England and around the country. This is the Financial Exchange Radio Network.
January is right around the corner, which means it's the perfect time for you to review your financial planning strategy. Hi, this is Chuck Zada from the Armstrong Advisory Group. The best time to put together a sound financial plan to take you through 2022 and beyond is right now, before the year ends. There are many steps you can take now, including examining your expenses to try to find opportunities to cut costs. You can also look at your insurance policies to see if you've truly got the best coverage, and you should write down your financial goals as they may have changed over the past year. This month, we've prepared a new guide called the Top 10 Year-End Tips, where we'll walk you through the process of putting together a financial plan that works for you next year and in the years to come. Get your free copy today by calling 800-393-4001. That's 800-393-4001. And you can also download the guide right now at armstrongadvisory.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC. And advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. Charles Zada, representative. Armstrong Advisory Group and the Securities America companies are unaffiliated.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Join our text club by texting the word Barry to 63566. Send your first and last name and get involved today. You're listening to the Financial Exchange Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
This segment of the Financial Exchange is brought to you in part by Caliber Home Loans Incorporated. Call Rick Bettencourt, the VA guy, and take advantage of Caliber's user-friendly technology to provide you with the easiest personalized mortgage experience from application to completion. Let Rick and Caliber Home Loans help secure your dream home. Call 978-979-0883 or visit them online at caliberhomeloans.com. Again, 978-979-0883.
Rick Bettencourt, MLS number 7810. State license, Massachusetts and Connecticut. Caliber Home Loans Incorporated, NMLS number 15622. www.mlsconsumeraccess.org. Equal housing opportunity. Branch license number 1916762. 10 Elm Street, Danvers, Mass. 01923. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Other restrictions and limitations apply. Massachusetts mortgage lender and broker license number MC15622.
We play trivia every day here on the Financial Exchange. Trivia is brought to you by Southern Airways Express. Enjoy fall in Nantucket with Southern Airways Express. Book your flight today for a day trip or a long weekend with easy travel from Norwood, Providence, or New Bedford. Forget the ferry or Logan's hassles and high fares. The easiest way to get to Nantucket is on Southern Airways Express. Great service, low fares. Book today at iFlySouthern.com. For today's question, we've got a little Red Sox trivia, so you can text your name and the keyword IFLY to 63566 to play. Let me read today's question. What former fan favorite Red Sox pitcher was born this week in 1940 and has been inducted into the Red Sox Hall of Fame and the Hispanic Heritage Baseball Hall of Fame, but not the National Baseball Hall of Fame? Again, what former fan favorite Red Sox pitcher was born this week in 1940 and has been inducted into the Red Sox Hall of Fame and the Hispanic Heritage Baseball Hall of Fame, but not the National Baseball Hall of Fame? If you know the answer, as I mentioned, text your name and the keyword to IFLY to 63566. That's your first and last name and the keyword IFLY to 63566. And we're going to go with the third correct answer. It's a pretty easy one, so hopefully people get it quick. They will win a $50 gas card and be registered to win the pair of round-trip tickets to Nantucket on Southern Airways Express, which we will give away on tomorrow's show, Tucker.
Yeah, shortened week, so we'll do it tomorrow.
On tomorrow's show.
Better odds, right?
Absolutely. Only three to choose from at that point.
And that guy was a fan favorite. Boy.
Oh, yeah.
He had flair.
He was absolutely that and had a great windup as well.
Hey, no more hints there. Plenty of hints being given out there.
They should already have the answer by now after
they
the
should,
time
yeah,
I read it.
Right, yeah.
I talked about before the break, Uber and Lyft, with their price increases, more people are turning to taxi cabs. And this is something that I experienced as well. We talked about my LSU trip before, getting an Uber to the game on game day. I mean, that is the experience down there. And I saw a 3.1 surge pricing for the Uber and really didn't realize it until after we had arrived.
Jeez.
I picked up the Uber for everybody. And it's a situation where I would have been much better off turning to a cab. Now, good luck finding them, but this is happening all over the place in metropolitan cities.
Right, because what people will tend to forget is cabs are actually the town or the city
heavily regulated
exactly what they can charge. So they're not allowed to do that surge pricing. And quite frankly, I feel like this particular industry, the taxi industry, they got kind of screwed.
Railroad.
I mean,
yeah.
Really, like, you know, you're required to go through all of these exams. You get your medallion,
which
you
is
put
very
all
expensive.
This money into
That's
it.
Six figures.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
And then they just allow people to come in with none of that and take over the whole
no
industry.
Experience.
And really what happened is they just undercut them from a pricing standpoint. Uber and Lyft were able to raise billions and billions of dollars at these high valuations. And for years, we've benefited as consumers from very low prices for your rides out there. I remember dating back to college days and afterwards, it was a much more affordable bargain. But when they've become public, there's now more focus on profitability. There's also been some issues with contractors maybe having to have full-time benefits that they've been battling in the UK. That was an issue. So it's starting to even the playing field a little bit here.
I like to see it. You know, I mean, I get in an Uber and sometimes I get concerned, like, who is this person? You know, can they drive? Are they going to cut someone off and cause me harm? You know, whereas I think my perspective is, you know, the cabbies, although they've always had a little bit of a wild persona.
Yeah, you can get some tough ones there too.
You feel like they're a little bit more on the professional driver side.
Do you guys have any like horror stories with Uber drivers?
I haven't had any bad experiences. I feel bad for them sometimes because they really deal with some rough riders, you know, at the end of the night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
Boston at 2 a.m.
I try to be as courteous as possible. Sometimes I run into the point where you just don't want to talk to someone and they're very chatty. That bothers me in spots, I'll say.
I've found that more of them don't speak English and that I can't. Like, I, you know, if I go and travel somewhere, I kind of want a little bit of the lay of the land, you know, have them give me a little bit. And
any tips
or
something.
Can't even, you know, talk to me. I did have one instance, though, which was kind of an eye-opener, where my wife had bought something at a store. We accidentally left it in the Uber.
Yep.
Oh, no.
And when we went to try and retrieve it, what I didn't realize is they actually have, like, a lost item retrieval part on the app. But you have to pay them
to bring it back. It's like you actually, you know,
savvy.
You input your info and they'll actually bring it back, but at a price.
Yeah. It's some of these price increases or the price comparisons, taxi versus Uber and Lyft, are really stark. I mean, you've seen it where Ubers in certain areas have increased almost double. In New York from January to September, it costs twice as much because they just don't have the same amount of drivers that they had before. Certainly during the pandemic, no one wanted to go out and drive Uber, and you're now seeing the prices reflect that, where a cab to the San Francisco airport is $70 to $100 on Uber or Lyft, but $45 to $50 just on regular taxi.
Yeah, to your point, you know, in New York, they're seeing, fares go up, the number of fares over 110%, whereas they're seeing Uber and Lyft rides down by, you know, 12 to 15 million.
Yeah, it's really be interesting to watch if they can sort of balance it out, but they still have Uber and Lyft a real head lead on the taxi company.
I was just going to say a couple of experiences for me is I think I was down in Connecticut or something. I got in an Uber and I didn't know where I was. So it was taking a lot longer than what was like a 7 to 8 mile drive. And I popped on my maps and sure enough, he was driving in the complete wrong direction, about 6 miles in the wrong direction. I was like, oh my God, what are we doing?
It drives me insane how all...
I was like, look at my maps. Here's my maps.
All drivers should have their GPS. And I've been in taxis before to put it on the other side where they're asking me how to get there. First of all, if you know me, I don't know how the way to find my way about a paper bag. So like, I don't know how I'm going to tell you to get somewhere, particularly if I'm in a city that I don't know.
I mean,
that's their responsibility to figure out.
Here's a big game changer for the taxi industry, which they have now apps that you can summons cabs with, right? So a company called Curb Mobility. So it's basically duplicating what you get with Uber, what you get with Lyft, but for taxi cabs. And I feel like the taxi industry, they just got left behind. Why? Their marketing was terrible across the industry, as well as their technology. So that could be the type of game changer that they need.
Absolutely. If you don't adapt, you will die. And they were far behind there. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Postal Service and some of the volumes that they're seeing for holiday shopping. That's right after this break.
The Financial Exchange is live on Facebook, so make sure to like our page and watch the guys break down the latest on the markets every day beginning at 10 on the Financial Exchange Radio Network.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Financial news, business news, entertainment. If you don't think they all go together, you need to listen to our brand new podcast called Dumb Questions for Smart Money, presented by the Financial Exchange Radio Network. Subscribe today on Apple, Spotify, and all your favorite podcast apps.
Last segment, we asked the trivia question regarding what former fan favorite Red Sox pitcher was born this week in 1940 and has been inducted into the Red Sox Hall of Fame and the Hispanic Heritage Baseball Hall of Fame, but not the National Baseball Hall of Fame. The answer to the question was Louis Tiant. He was known as El Tiante, born on November 23rd, 1940 in Cuba, and pitched for the Red Sox from 1971 to 1978, earning two All-Star nods during that span, and also he led the league in ERA in 1972. Tiant was inducted to the Red Sox Hall of Fame in 1997 and the Hispanic Heritage Baseball Hall of Fame in 2002 and also the Venezuelan Baseball Hall of Fame in 2009, but to this point he has failed to get enough votes to be inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. Brendan, who had our correct answer for trivia today?
Yeah, our winner today is Jim from Linfield, and he's won a $50 gift card and is registered to win the pair of round-trip tickets to Nantucket on Southern Airways Express, which we'll give away on this
Tomorrow show. He's got good odds.
Friday, so, you know, 1 in 3 chance of winning. Trivia is brought to you by Southern Airways Express. Enjoy fall on Nantucket with Southern Airways Express. Book your flight today for a day trip or a long weekend with easy travel from Norwood, Providence, or New Bedford. Forget the ferry or Logan's hassles and high fares. The easiest way to Nantucket is on Southern Airways Express. Great service, low fares. Book today at iFlySouthern.com.
We talked about in the first hour of the show, everyone getting out there and shopping earlier. I felt quite great about myself for getting my wife's gift in the last couple of days here. And I think everyone has that mindset where let's get things earlier because of all the supply chain issues that we've run into. The post office saying that, you know, contrary to common belief, that it will actually have more capacity than anticipated and won't be as scary for them during this holiday season.
Yeah, I think last year, you know, it was a real, they just had to cram things in. I think there was one less day in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It kind of, it landed funny. But, you know, some of these companies are having some problems finding employees. You know, they're making the claim that things are going to be fine, but I'm not so sure.
That's the challenge. The seasonal workers has been a real focus, but the thing that they have in their advantage this year compared to last year, as you were mentioning, Brendan, is that none of us were going out to stores at all. That is now an option that's back on the table. We cited that statistic on Black Friday where 64% will go versus 51% last year. All of us had to do online delivery last year, so the amount of packages that they were dealing with were just, you know, tremendous.
Oh, through the roof. And, you know, so not only are we shopping earlier, but the retailers, they recognize that, right? They've been putting those deals out there to lure us in. I think 26 of the top 30 retail shippers, they have started their deals earlier than they usually would.
That's the great thing about businesses. They continuously adapt to different circumstances. They've now had discounts to pick up orders in stores. They've used more regional carriers. A lot of different shifting that's gone on. That's not to say for listeners out there that you can just pull the trigger on your Christmas gift on December 21st or something like that. But it seems like there will be a little bit more wiggle room than anticipated.
A little more wiggle room, but, you know, don't forget, it's will your product be available?
Right.
Don't forget that part, because you don't want things getting delivered on, you know, January 18th, right? That's not going to help your cause at all.
Certainly not going to do you any favors.
Good luck explaining that to a three-year-old.
Yeah, or anyone. Losing money on an investment can be beneficial to your overall financial strategy. Tax loss harvesting occurs when investment loss helps reduce your tax liability by offsetting gains or income. Understanding this process fully is a topic that we cover in our brand new guide for the month of November called The Top 10 Year-End Tips. This is from the Armstrong Advisory Group, and I'd encourage you to use the time between now and the end of the year to review your overall financial plan. Make sure you take your required minimum distributions at the right time. time and for the right amount. Don't assume that your insurance policies are still providing you with the best coverage. Get our guide and learn about these and other tips that can help you for your plan for 2022 and beyond. Call 800-393-4001 and get your guide today. Again, that's 800-393-4001, or you can download it right now from our website at armstrongadvisory.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, and advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. Michael Armstrong, representative. Armstrong Advisory Group and the Securities America companies are unaffiliated.
We're all about shopping this week as we head into Black Friday, and Twitter is trying a new strategy in which they are going to test a live shopping feature where basically they are going to broadcast a real-time video with Jason Derulo. I can't imagine, Brendan, you're a Jason Derulo fan.
Who the hell's that?
I do not know him.
Oh, you guys.
I know him.
Pretty current and young over here, so I have heard of him, but he is an R&B pop sort of singer who's had a couple hits.
What does he sing?
Yeah, sing us a couple bars, Paul.
Take it from the top.
This is like when Chuck tells me to tell a joke. I'm really put on the spot here. And now I'm blanking. Riding Solo is one of his hits that he's had.
How does that go, though, Paul?
We'll leave that for another time, maybe for Friday's show. Spoiler alert, we're not having a show on Friday. But what we'll see here, it'll be interesting because 89% of Twitter's sales is all about digital advertising. This, Brendan, could be a new revenue stream for them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing about Twitter, right? I love that platform. I get a lot of my news from there. You know, you're not burdened by the, you know, the posts by folks that you're in your greater, you know, circle that, you know, I don't know, sometimes they might be designed to make you feel good. Other times they don't think they're really designed to make you feel good. So therefore, I like Twitter. And Twitter's always had a problem with really trying to monetize their product. So I love to see them succeed at that. And I think it's pretty intriguing, right? This live stream where you can shop while this, you know, concert is happening.
Yeah, to add on a little bit more information there, they are partnering up with Walmart. So what will happen is I'll be watching my Jason Derulo concert later this week, and Walmart will have a list of different products that you can browse while watching the video. Click on a particular product and you'll be taken to a link directly to Walmart's site in order to buy a product.
This sounds like something that Amazon already does. They like have a live show on Amazon.
It's certainly not a new idea.
No,
Facebook
not at all,
and other companies have done it. But as Brendan mentioned, Twitter is really in need of a different revenue strategy. So this is important for them to see how it will test out.
Yeah, but I think this is interesting in that it's a concert, right? It's not like it's some sort of kind of auction type event where they're selling products as, you know, live and, you know, here, buy this. It's kind of like a meshing of
two. It's not like the Shopping Network or QVC where
That's kind of what I was envisioning.
Okay, because that's what Amazon does. They have this sort of QVC setup.
I believe it to be more of sort of an entertainment platform. And then on the side, you will sort of have to browse those products. And I would think for the younger generation that who are constantly on their phones, on Twitter, Snapchat, and TikTok, that this would be a potential way to get to them.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I would imagine that now TikTok and Snapchat probably take a similar route to what Twitter's doing.
TikTok,
there.
I would feel like that's a no-brainer.
That's true. Yeah. That's a moneymaker.
And they've partnered, I believe, with Shopify, TikTok. I'd have to double check that, but I'm sure it's in the works for them to target this type of strategy because, like I said, you got to monetize your product. Getting users is one thing, but monetizing it is certainly another.
But like you said, Tucker, you know, Facebook is doing this. YouTube has a form of this. Pinterest, they're launching a similar service. Also, they just did earlier this month.
4-day work week, is that finally within our grasp? Wow, this would be game changing for all of us out there.
I love the idea that this concept of 4-day work week, it had really come about in earnest back in 1956. Richard Nixon was the one that said, this is not so far in our distant future, which was really surprising. It was reiterated again by Jimmy Carter in 1977. He, you know, his perspective there was the 4-day work week would help us to conserve energy amid the oil crisis. So I can't help by drawing a parallel between where we are today in the world trying to, you know, help this global warming issue and how that could fit in.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the one thing I would say is that coming off a three-day weekend, I feel like you're always a little bit slower to kind of get reacclimated. Maybe your body just gets used to the five-day work week and having that 3 days off. It's great from a resting perspective, but it does feel like for me, the gears, it takes a little while to get them back going.
Well, according to some of the companies that have done this, they're making the claim that their employees are coming back a little bit more rejuvenated, that there's a little more gusto to their day-to-day. They're happier. They're seeing less attrition. I love the term that they're using now, right? So normally it would be, you know, can't wait for Friday. Yep. Well, now it's I can't wait for Thriday.
Thirsty Friday. gonna have to try that one on.
Well, like, it makes sense because, like, there's whether it's Monday or Friday, there's one least productive day of the week.
Absolutely.
So it's just like, We could do this in four days. But
would that just shift over to Friday or Thursday?
No, I feel like people would get a lot done in four days. I mean, I can't because I got a show to run 5 days a week. But anybody else, absolutely.
Yeah, if you're in corporate America, okay, one of the most often cited reasons for having the full 5 days is because the number of meetings that take place and how
less meetings.
Know, yeah. Less meetings. Having a lot of meetings is just terribly unproductive where, you know, they're saying the folks with the 4 day work week, they're much more focused on the task at hand and getting the work done in that lesser time frame. Yeah. So yeah, less meetings, it can really work out well for companies.
Less meetings, more fun. We're all about that.
Do you think it will ever happen?
No.
I think it could be a perk going forward for some businesses you're going to start seeing.
Yeah, I think to your point, right, it's more about probably more flexibility in scheduling rather like than just
I think the remote from home is kind of a compromise to that where you give them Fridays working from home versus, you know, what would have been the typical Monday through Friday in the office.
Yeah, and the reality is for a lot of folks, they can almost create their four-day work week, right, with the number of vacation days you have. You know, if you take off so many Fridays, well, you're practically working a four-day work week.
We'll see if it ever comes to fruition. We are going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to be playing a little bit of Stack Roulette to end the show right after this.
Business and financial news affecting the markets and your wallet. We got it all straight from Wall Street right here on the Financial Exchange Radio Network.
Hey, it's Rick Betancourt, the VA guy. I've been helping veterans and the military community with VA home loans for more than 20 years, and I can help you too. If you're looking for a new loan or want to refinance an existing one, I'll work with you from application to closing, and my user-friendly technology will help guide you through the entire process smoothly and efficiently. Listen, there are many different kinds of mortgages, and regardless of which type you need, I'll make sure that the process will be easy. So listen, call me today at 978-882-8705. That's 978-882-8705. Or visit me on the web at rickmortgage.com. Regardless of what loan you need, Caliber Home Loans will guide you home.
Rick Betancourt, MLS number 7810, state license, Massachusetts and Connecticut. Caliber Home Loans Incorporated, NMLS number 15622. www.mlsconsumeraccess.org, equal housing opportunity. Branch license number 1916762. 10 Elm Street, Danvers, Mass. 01923. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Other restrictions and limitations apply. Massachusetts mortgage lender and broker license number MC15622.
If you missed any part of today's show, not to worry. Go to financialexchangeshow.com and click listen. Then click on demand and catch up on every segment. You'll also find podcasts of all of our full shows. Just punch up that listen button at financialexchangeshow.com.
It is time now for a little bit of Stack Roulette. Brendan, what do you got for us to kick us off?
All right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about Netflix. Netflix, you know, they're really trying to change things a little bit. You know, for a long time, right, Netflix was that place that you could find some of those older movies, maybe some of these kind of unique projects that a star really wanted to bring to the screen, mm-hmm. but some of the bigger players were just not interested in producing it. Now Netflix is really trying to appeal to the masses. Their most expensive attempt at starting up a film franchise, and this is featuring Ryan Reynolds, was a movie called Red Notice. So not just Ryan Reynolds, but also some of the bigger names.
The Rock.
Like Have you guys seen Red Notice? I've not seen it yet,
but you're right.
Let me look up
Gal Gadot. So some kind of big names, and it was really
in their opinion, a real success. It was viewed 148 million hours in the first weekend on their service.
Well, look at this ratio on Rotten Tomatoes real quick. 35% rating for critics, which is a Rotten Tomato.
Yep.
But 92% of the audience liked it.
That's all that matters, right?
That's a rare ratio you get to see.
So critics can hit the road. It's all about the audience.
I didn't see it. But it's kind of supposed to be kind of reminiscent of like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
They're okay.
kind of bring that adventure type movie, and they're going to continue, you know, seemingly.
Yeah, it's a big blockbuster type movie.
It's interesting because Netflix strategy, as you mentioned before, it has a lot of passion projects and a lot of movies that, quite frankly, would have been made maybe 20 years ago, but now the studios are entirely focused on just these profit-generating huge superhero films that come out in theaters. Netflix now jumping into that pool. Little concerned just because it's really takes a lot of money to play in that space. Not to say that Netflix can't borrow a lot to do this, but I just wonder, the great thing about Netflix is that you can kind of find anything on there. I wonder if they can do the superhero movies as well as some of these big guys can.
Well, I don't know about the superhero movies, but they're coming out with another one called The Adam Project, which is kind of like a time travel movie. They're getting into kind of that fantasy adventure with Slumberland. Remember Jason Momoa from the
Aquaman,
Game of Thrones.
Yep.
He's in Dune as well.
Oh, is
you
he?
You love Dune.
I like Dune. You're I did. And I'm not a guy who knew anything going into it. I didn't read the book or see the old one. But I watched it at home. It was awesome.
I'll have to check that one out. And then the another one they're coming out with, an espionage thriller, is The Gray Man. And that's starring Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans,
a local actor. I believe he's from the Sudbury area, Evans is. So it'll be interesting to see if Netflix can jump into that big blockbuster sort of end of things here. We'll continue to follow it. Another item that is of concern for the holiday season is the pressure on getting glass bottles. There's a glass bottle shortage out there, Brendan. So your Jack Daniels bottle or whatever glass bottle that you're going for the holidays, you may have trouble finding it out there.
Yeah, and what's interesting about this idea is, you know, they're of course they're getting more from North America, right, which is nice. But what they're saying is there's less types of bottles to choose from. Yep. And as a result, of course, if you're a distiller, you're going to want to sell more of your product. So what you'll probably see is bigger bottles out there, right, Paul?
Exactly.
So if you want your Jack Daniels.
Oh, turn it on me.
Wine, too, right?
Pennsylvania, we had covered this on the show a couple weeks back. They actually put in a restriction that you could only buy 1 to 2 bottles of Jack Daniels and some other alcohols as well, because they were in such a shortage of the bottles. And we said, who is buying 3 or 4 bottles at a time of Jack Daniels? Someone who clearly is trying to have a good time for the holidays, but not something that you should be too concerned about. But the freight costs that they're seeing for the glass manufacturing and shipping these items have just absolutely tripled since the pandemic. It's been crazy.
Oh, yeah. The containers, you know, what shippers today, they're seeing having to pay for one shipping container worth of product. You're looking at, you know, previously paying, you know, $6,000. Now they're paying like $20,000 just to get one container shipped over.
It's certainly going to be something to monitor around the holiday season, a shortage of glass bottles that you're going to have to deal with here. Taking a look at markets as we wrap the show, we've got the Dow up about 30 points or about 0.09%. The S&P 500 is down about 0.25%. The NASDAQ, as I mentioned, really getting hit hard. It's down over 1% today. That's off the heels of being down 1% yesterday as well. The Russell 2000 is down about 0.6%. If we take a look at some of the other economic indicators out there, we've got the U.S. 10-year Treasury. That's up about 3 basis points at 1.66%. So that's some of the pressure that we're seeing on the tech sector. As we mentioned before, as interest rates rise, those tech companies are really hit hard, and we've seen that a lot recently. Oil, which we talked about early in the show, even with the U.S. releasing its strategic reserves, is up 2.44% at $78 a barrel. That's all the time that we have for today. We've got one more show this week before we wrap up for
good
the
job,
Thanksgiving
Brendan.
Break.
Oh, thank
Brendan,
you,
great working with you, and we'll hopefully have you back soon. For everyone out there, we will see you tomorrow for the last show of the week on the Financial Exchange. Thanks so much.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.